2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have 88 degrees. Sunshine in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. Investigators say they're making good progress finding the suspect who shot and killed University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe. But they believe there's more to the case. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins team coverage.
Police say they have several promising leads when it comes to finding Aaron Lowe's shooter. However, they're not releasing any suspect description yet. But they do say there are still many people who fled the party after the shooting who have key information, and those people may be afraid to come forward. Officials say they don't tolerate any kind of witness tampering or witness intimidation, so they urge those people not to be afraid.
Investigators say they don't know how many people were at the party. One witness says it could have been 50, maybe 100 people. And we have breaking news on KSL. We're hearing for the first time from Aaron Lowe's family. His mother, Donna Lowe Stern, spoke today exclusively with KSL TV's Dan Rascone.
It helps me to know that I raised a good child. He wasn't a troublemaker. He didn't engage in fighting and arguing, and he didn't tote weapons. He didn't do any of those things. I raised him to love God and to love people.
Lowe Stern is making an emotional plea for people who have information to come forward. A local police union is calling out Salt Lake City police for the response time to the Lowe shooting. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
Ian Adams with the Utah Fraternal Order of Police calls the still understaffed Salt Lake City Police Department a failure of leadership. He tells Dave and Dejanovic this morning it's time to demand answers after six noise complaints were reported near the party where Aaron Lowe was eventually shot and killed, and no officers showed up until calls came in about a fight, a weapon, and then about shots fired.
Salt Lake City Police spokesman Brent Weisberg points out officers arrived within minutes of the calls about a fight involving a weapon. KSL News Time 602. A Provo police officer has recovered from gunshot wounds and is back on the job. Officer John Oseguera was shot three times during an exchange back in February. He had to undergo surgery following the accident. The suspect in that case was also injured, then arrested. Officer Oseguera spent 7 months recovering from that incident. KSL News Time 603. R&B star R. Kelly has been convicted of sex trafficking and racketeering. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, New York jury finding R. Kelly guilty of using his fame and power to recruit underage girls for sex and then threatening them into continued compliance and silence. Noted women's rights attorney Gloria Allred says she was truly shocked by what she came to learn about the singer.
Of all the predators that I have pursued, however, Mr. Kelly is the worst.
R. Kelly faces the possibility of decades in prison. The search is on in Florida for a 19-year-old college student last seen on Friday afternoon. Orange County Sheriff John Mina says foul play is suspected in her disappearance.
We need our entire community's help in locating 19-year-old Mia Marcano.
A man police have described as a person of interest was found dead this morning by self-inflicted means. Instagram putting on pause development of its controversial tween-focused app. Protocol Editor-in-Chief David Pierce says the project, announced by CEO Adam O'Sherry, has been facing pushback for months.
He took great pains to say they continue to think it's a good idea. They continue to think it's the right idea. They wish they could build it, but the undertone is essentially that there is so much pressure against this idea for now that Instagram is just not going to build it.
The plan has been heavily criticized by some parents and other groups who claim the social media site has been harmful to teens, especially to girls. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is working with his divided party to get a major infrastructure and social legislation through Congress this week. ABC's Andy Field has more from Washington.
As he received his COVID booster vaccine before reporters, the president indicating that passing his second nearly $3.5 trillion education, health, and child care bill could take longer.
It may not be by the end of the week. I hope it's by the end of the week, but as long as we're still alive.
The president's own party at odds over how much to spend and if they'll pass the already Senate-okayed infrastructure bill if they don't pass everything else. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 6:05. A federal judge says the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan four decades ago can be released early next year if he remains mentally stable. John Hinckley Jr. was 25 when he shot the president. Jurors found him not guilty by reason of insanity. Now he's 66. He's been living in Williamsburg, Virginia since he left a Washington hospital 5 years ago. Doctors still oversee his medication and therapy. He's not allowed to have a gun. Hinckley's lawyers say he no longer poses a threat. KSL News Time 6:05. Let's take a quick look at traffic. Ricky, how are we doing?
Not too bad. We are seeing earlier delays ease a bit, but we still have slowdowns northbound I-15 between Layton Hills Mall and Hill Air Force Base, plus the final cleanup of a crash. It's almost gone. Westbound I-80 at State Street on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.